Shalom Aleichem, the Shnei continues for the 29th of Kislev. We're in chapter 13 of Yevamot, Mishnah Yud, Pikachat v'Chareshet. A man was married to a normal, fully functional wife and a Chareshet, a deaf-mute wife who unfortunately can't communicate her intellectual situation, and so that marriage was rabbinical in nature. Now, this husband passed away without children, of course, it's Yevamos, Ba'yavam alapikachat, and his surviving brother married in Yibam the normal functioning wife, the Chazar Bala Chreshet. But then to cover his bases, he tried to marry the deaf mute wife in Yibam as well. He should have asked the local rabbi, who would have told him not to. Oshaba Achi Bala Chreshet, or one of the other brothers, didn't know what was going on and tried to marry in Yibam the deaf mute widow. Lo Pasol et apikachat. The second action does not wipe out the Yibam marriage of the first one between the Pikachat and the surviving brother. That marriage can continue. Now the Mishnah compares this to the opposite. Bo Yavam ala Chareshet. If the Yavam first married in Yibam the deaf-mute widow of a Chazar Bala Pikachat and then tried to marry the normal one, Oshaba Achiv ala Pikachat, or one of the other brothers tried to do Yibam with the normal surviving wife, widow, Pasol et Chareshet. So this disables that first Yibam marriage, and the second one also cannot continue. Neither of these Yibam marriages can continue. Now, as we explained yesterday, since the original marriage to the Chareshet, it is a real valid kinyan, though it's demoted to a rabbinical marriage because this woman, being unable to communicate clearly, verbally, can't express her commitment to the marriage. So it's a kinyan, but it's mishayir. It leaves something over. It's an incomplete marriage. So the act of Yibam also, it's a real act of biblical Yibam. It's just incomplete. So then when the second act of Yibam takes place, now there's two Yibams on the table to the two surviving widows, and that's an untenable situation. So both of them would have to have a divorce, and then somebody needs a real chalitza to break the Zika bond. Now on to Mishnah 11, Gedola Ketana. If the widows were over bat mitzvah and under bat mitzvah, recall it's a rabbinic level marriage done for the protection of Jewish girls. Ba, as we've explained, Ba Yavam ala Gedola. And the surviving brother marries in Yibam the older widow, the Chazar Bala Ketana, and then covers bases, tries to marry the younger one as well, Osha Ba'achi Bala Ketana, or one of the other surviving brothers does so, Lo Posol Et Gedola. This does not undermine the original Yibam marriage with the older widow. The reason being is that is definitely a biblical marriage. Everyone agrees it's 100% biblical. They've done the mitzvah. The mitzvah's over, and there's no more Yibam. So that act of Yibam, quote-unquote, the second act, was meaningless. Of course, they shouldn't have done it. They should have asked the rabbi. They need to do tshuva. It was not proper for the man to try to do that. But the Mishnah contrasts, Ba'yavam ala ketona. If first they did Yibam on the younger widow, v'chazar bala gedola, and then tried to marry the older widow in Yibam, osha ba'achiv ala gedola, or another one of the brothers did so with the older widow, posol et a ketana. So now the original Yibam, the first Yibam with a ketana, cannot continue. As we've said, there's a suffix, there's a doubt. We're not sure if that kinyan of a ketana in Yibam is 100% valid, or if it's really nothing until she grows up. So the first act was a suffix, a doubt. We don't know if the mitzvah is done or not. At the second act, definitely, with the gedola, it's definitely a mitzvah of Yibam. But we're not really sure if there was a Yibam on the table already. So now we have the possibility that two Yibams took place. So according to the sages, there would have to be a divorce granted and a chalitza as well. But the Mishnah adds, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Milomdina ketana shetamayin bo. He says, we encourage the younger widow to perform miyun in this case. Now recall, if she performs miyun, she could even miyun the deceased original husband, and it's as if she was never married to him, there was never a mitzvah of Yibam. So now the only mitzvah of Yibam that's possible is with the gedola. The ketana is no longer on the table for Yibam at all. And that would, according to Rabbi Elazar, solve the problem. The sages earlier, they had said, we don't, encourage young women to change their marital situation, if they don't want to. But here, of course, that's an untenable situation, so it would be very good to instruct her. The Bartner actually brings the gear, says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Of course, that yud sometimes gets lost in translation, but he says, "Bekulan melamdin." That's the girsa in the Rav Bartner. He says, in all of the cases where there's a ketana involved, we encourage the ketana, the minor, to me'ayin, to do miyun on the original marriage, and then she's not in the running for yibum, and that solves a lot of the potential conflicts if there's a mistake made and they try to do two yibum, whether it's a katana and gedola or a katana and cheshet, it can solve that problem. Yashar kochachem and zay gezunt.